Daily news, breaking updates, and exclusive podcasts. iTricks.com.
It's The Amazing Show, featuring the amazing James Randi. For more information on all things Randi, including the Million Dollar Challenge, head to randi.org. Hello and welcome to The Amazing Show. I'm Justin Robert Young from iTricks.com and TalkingHeadTV.com. And joining me, as always, in the Isaac Asimov Library of the James Randi Educational Foundation is the man who makes the show, the amazing James Randi. How you doing?
Hello again, kid. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing all right. Always good to be back here talking to you. And you know, I saw on the Twitter the new JREF head, the bad astronomer Phil Plait, talking to your friend Andy Anatko about your appearance on Happy Days. So it got me thinking. We haven't talked to you about the Happy Days experience here on the podcast. So what about the Happy Days?
Well, the Happy Days experience was very happy for me. I'll say I was called by Walter Kempley, who was one of Johnny Carson's writers that I got to know very well over the years. And Walt Kempley went to work for the Happy Days people, writing scripts and such, eventually. And he gave me a call and he said, hey, we figured we'd use you as a real character on the show. And I thought, that sounds interesting. And so they called me in for a consultation and figured out that I could probably handle the job. So they gave me a very good contract, a very pleasant contract. As a matter of fact, I must tell you in advance that they repeat this Happy Days show on Thanksgiving every year. Somewhere it
really
shows. Because the day after Thanksgiving, my email fills up with, oh, I just saw you on Happy Days. And I have no idea, because it had nothing to do with Thanksgiving. Maybe I was thankful to get the show, I don't know, but
yeah,
to get the gig, you know. But it has nothing to do with Thanksgiving, because in the sequence of the Happy Days episodes,
yes,
the show that took place the week before that was the Thanksgiving show.
Really?
And maybe somebody got messed up
yeah
in scheduling. I don't know what it is. But they had turkeys and pilgrims and the whole thing
yeah
in the show the week before. But somehow they chose the one with me in it, where I'm playing
myself.
They just
got paired up in some weird syndication deal.
I don't know.
An hour of Happy Days.
Or maybe they only had to pay me 68 cents or something like that for a royalty.
Yeah. Is this one of those things? You always hear about TV actors, like, you know, for years after, they always get like the 3 cent checks that are just, you know, automatically mailed out.
Well, I did actually once get a 68 cent check from Norway.
Really?
I did a commercial, many, many moons ago, in black and white, and before color, as a matter of fact. I did a commercial hanging upside down for Galton rechargeable batteries. Now, you never heard of the Galton rechargeable battery.
No.
I don't think any human alive has heard of it. But it came out to when there were no other rechargeable batteries around. How good it was, I have no idea. But come to think of it, the ones that they gave me as souvenirs didn't work all that well. But anyway, those are rechargeable batteries. They were the first ones that came onto the market. And I did the commercial for them, and it played all over the USA and Canada. And then years after that, I got a check for 68 cents from Norway. Now, think of what it cost them to turn out that 68 cent check. That was right at the end of my royalty period, just within days of it expiring, I guess. And I received this in the mail. I said, what the heck is this? So I looked at every little bit of small print on there, and it turned out it said Galton. I said, I remember Galton. And this was like 4 or 5 years after I had done the thing.
And they weren't a Norwegian company?
Well, it was being sold in Norway, apparently.
Okay, yeah.
And being used in Norway, the commercial. And because most of it was visual, you see, with me hanging upside down, I guess they figured they had to pay me. But it cost them 20 or 30 times that much just to mail the damn thing and then process the check afterwards. Of course, I rushed to the bank right away, make sure that they wouldn't close down on me.
Pop that. Yeah, 68 cents. You
know 68
when you're
cents is 68 cents. Let's face it. So anyway, back
right,
to
Happy Days. Yeah, Happy Days. All right, so let's just get a sense. Where in the run of Happy Days, was obviously a seminal show on American television, where in the run was your your appearance? Was it, you know, beginning, middle, late?
Oh, quite late in it. It has nothing to do with the Seminoles, by the way.
Yeah.
But just in case people were wondering.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was quite late in the career of the show. It was already very well established, and Kempley went to work for the show rather late in its career. But with Marion, what is her name, the actress who played the mother? Marion Davies, I think. Isn't that, I'm so embarrassed.
I'm not sure, but I'm sure that there are at least 1,000 people yelling at their computer with the exact
indeed,
same
right
name.
At this
so make sure
moment.
You email Randy
yeah,
at
iTrix.com. Oh, send me an email immediately, please. I think it's Marion Davies or Davis, one or the other. I'm embarrassed because I have her picture in front of me. What a lovely lady.
Mm.
Now, Mr. Cunningham, and I won't mention the actor's name, and I didn't get along well at all.
Really?
He was very grumpy.
Friction on the set.
Yes, he was very grumpy, but it didn't bother me because I don't think we exchanged any lines.
No. If I remember, and there are clips. I just want to point out, there are clips of this episode on YouTube. And from what I can remember of the plot, they need to get the amazing Randy to fill in for a gig, right?
And not to fill in, though, to actually do a show.
Throw the gig. Yeah,
do
yeah
a show
throw a fundraiser.
For the Shriners group,
I believe,
or whatever
yeah,
it was.
The Shriners, yeah.
Yeah, they were fezzes anyway. But everybody else I got along with very, very well. And, I mean, everybody, Fonz, Henry Winkler, that is, of course, and my goodness, Opie.
Yes, the great Ron Howard.
That's right. With Ron Howard, we really hit it off.
Really?
I don't know what it was. We were just sort of like souls. And I will tell you an episode that occurred with us.
All right.
Now, first of all,
backstage gossip.
Backstage
and stories,
gossip, yes.
Behind the scenes.
Yeah,
stories.
There you go. And some of it's actually true. we took a whole week to shoot it. We started Monday with a walkthrough and a read through, which didn't take more than half an hour to do. It's just a white script and very rough, just saying what the dialogue would be and what the premise was. And the second day was a pink script or something. They just changed it, and they it finally ended up as a white script again on Saturday when we shot it. And we shot it once in the morning, and we shot it once in the afternoon for a different audience.
Okay.
So that now they actually, now this is incredible, and your listeners are going to say, what? this was done at Paramount, and Paramount was set up not for videotape, but for film.
Okay.
And they shot it on film.
Wow.
Shot it on film with 7 cameras.
Good
Now,
Lord.
That's incredible. The expense of doing this, shooting the whole thing, and then having to edit 7 films coming down the editing table at the same time. Just incredible. I could hardly believe that it could be that expensive, but it was a well-paying show. I mean, the show made a lot of money.
Yeah.
A lot of money. It was very, very popular, as you may not know.
Yes.
But nonetheless, they did do it that way, and they were not set up for videotape. But there's I could do 6 or 8 of these podcasts just on the show. But I meant to tell you, yes, one day, I guess it was the third day of rehearsal and whatnot, Henry Winkler came to me and said, we're going to lunch. Ron and I are going to lunch. We're going to go across the street to the Mexican restaurant. And I said, okay, I'll join you if you like. And we headed for the door. And then Ron said to me, he said, Henry, you made reservations, didn't you? And he said, no, no, no. He says, I'll just fake it. We'll get in there. Don't worry. And Ron said, you can't, not at noon. That's ridiculous. This is the Paramount Studios right across the street. Get out of here. So we went across the street anyway. And the entrance to the restaurant, I don't know whether it's still there or not. May have moved back to Mexico for all I know. There was just a little sort of awninged entrance, a simple entrance, but you couldn't see the restaurant from there because as you went into that door, you went down a long, narrow corridor, and I mean really narrow.
Yeah.
One person, you know, ahead of the other.
Yeah, yeah, single
And
file.
That led into a courtyard, and you opened up, and there was the restaurant. Now, that was maybe 15 feet or something of walking down this little tunnel.
Yeah.
And so I dutifully got in line and went through the tunnel, and we came out the other end, and the maitre d' came over, and he looked, and he said, oh, Mr. Winkler, he said, we can't accommodate you now, not for the next 3 or 4 hours. And he knew very well they had a shooting schedule across the street, and that he wouldn't be able to take that amount of time.
Yeah.
And so Howard looked at Henry and Corey and said, see, didn't I tell you? Let's go someplace else. Well, we turned around and we went to leave the restaurant. And we couldn't because the little passageway was blocked.
With more people coming in?
No, one person.
One?
Orson Welles. This was incredible. We couldn't see daylight at the other end of
Orson was, of course, a lot of person in a lot
of
ways.
There was a lot of Orson, I'll tell you that. A lot of Orson filling that little corridor. And we heard all kinds of coming off from down the corridor. And it was Orson Welles cursing away, very, very angry at himself and everybody else. And so we went down the corridor, and there were a few very dim lights along the way, and we saw Orson Welles jammed. Now, he weighed over 300 pounds at that time.
He was well over 300 pounds.
And he was jammed. He couldn't move. And
he was stuck.
He had this whole coat on and a brocade vest and a scarf around his neck and a hat and the whole thing. And he was jammed. He couldn't move. So, Henry, I didn't dare to approach him, but Henry and Rod went down, and they sort of got him turned around, got his coat off.
So he struggled
out of his coat, and they held his coat, and they were sort of laughing to themselves, but not out loud, because Welles was really infuriated. So he made his way, had his cane with him, too. His cane, he was waving his cane around, and they made their way out into the street. And his limo was sitting there with the rear end of it sticking way up in the air. Because that's the way it was sprung, you see. When he got into it, it settled out and it was level. I never saw such a sight. It looked like a racing car, you know.
Oh, my God.
It looked like it was poised to go forward when 15 people got in the back or something.
Yeah.
But Welles just turned around and he mumbled, thank you, gentlemen. Welles grabbed his hat and his cape and the whole thing and threw it in the back. And he just said to the chauffeur, he said, go. And they sped off. And so we never saw Orson again. Or at least I never did.
Yeah, yeah. Well, hopefully, I mean, I don't know how many people have the experience of watching the Fonz and Richie Cunningham get Orson Welles unstuck like Pooh Bear from the honey tree.
Exactly. But that was so funny. Just so funny. Anyway, he sped off and we found another way of having lunch. I to this day, I don't remember where we actually had lunch. But I don't think I ever got to eat in that Mexican restaurant. So anyway, that's just a little side story.
Yes.
And I didn't even get to say, hello, Mr. Welles, how are you? Or something like that.
No, yeah,
not a thing. He didn't even notice I was there, I'm sure.
And that's the end of the story for this week, but it is not over. Next week, The Amazing Show, Happy Days Part 2. Make sure you download it. See you then. Questions? Comments? Topic suggestions? Email randy@itricks.com.
itricks.com.